This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Our first story today is from Amelia, who's going to discuss whether apprenticeships are a better alternative to going to uni.
So, the recent push to quickly create lots of apprenticeship opportunities as an alternative to degrees has devalued the brand of apprenticeships. Low-level skills, such as coffee making, are being accredited as apprenticeships, clearly devaluing the qualification. Although it can be effective to put the employer in the driving seat of training, as this directly prepares individuals to work in their company, this has been taken a bit too far. Now apprenticeships in seemingly basic skills are being offered. Now there has been an increase in the number of people opting for apprenticeships, but very few are delivering professional level skills in the areas most needed. Joseph Turner did an apprenticeship in business administration, and he said that his apprenticeship had been of no use to him. He thinks apprenticeships are just an excuse to underpay workers for doing basic work. Now, the chief of Ofsted, Sir Michael Wilshaw, says he supports the government's commitment to deliver 3 million apprenticeships over the next 5 years, but he says that an apprenticeship must be a valued commodity. Now, I think apprenticeship should be a great way to earn while you learn, in order to target a specific job in the trade industry. Now, there's been some debate about whether an apprenticeship in a trade or a degree is more likely to get you a job. So, what do you guys think about all this?
It solely depends what kind of path and career you want to go, because then university is the sound, you know, let's take science for example. If you want to become a researcher, there's sadly not too many internships because it's incredibly specialist, but internships do have a lot of merit. Like, a lot of my friends do them and I'm very annoyed because they have a lot of money and they have things like cars, you know, they can rent houses and stuff while I'm here just trying to get by on, you know, a student loan. But again, they're sadly not that brilliant if you do want to get into the top end jobs, the really highly paid jobs. So
I think also whilst you're studying, you know, at university, that you can get industrial experience. For example, you can get internships, a lot of companies offer it at the end of your second year, and if they like you then they might offer you a job at the end of your degree. And so I feel that yes, it's good to get experience, you know, leave school, go straight into the job, but I think the university experience for me I found really beneficial. And I don't think I'm quite ready for the working world. And despite the debt, I think it is all worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you can't really compare an apprenticeship to a degree, because a degree and like going away to university is more of like a lifestyle. It's more to go out and like have a great time and like expand your horizons, whereas apprenticeship is just merely to get you on track towards a certain job, towards a certain trade. So I think it's difficult to compare them to, really.
Definitely. And with apprenticeships, are you paid from the initial start?
Yes, you are, yeah.
Okay, so you are earning money.
Yeah, yeah. Which... So you're earning while you're learning, which I think is like a massive bonus for a lot of people. But also, I read that people who have got degrees, they do usually end up with a higher paid job than people who have done apprenticeships. So it balances out in the end. Yeah.
It kind of does. And the other sad thing with internships is that the... not only is the pay not great, they can also get you to work in very, very antisocial hours as well. Yeah. Like all the way through the weekends, really late, really early in the days. So, while otherwise, with your degree, you can either decide to turn up to seminars at 9 a.m. or not, and usually not, but otherwise, you can get away with quite a lot. While it's very more strict, as it is a business that you are actually working for, rather than the freedom of being at university.
However, the thing is, if you do a general degree like me, like I do geography, which can pretty much lead to anything. The problem is when I come out of uni, say if I don't know what I want to do, I'm a bit lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And a bit helpless. Mm. So that's where an apprenticeship is good, because it streamlines your career and, you know, it can actually help you to get to where you want to be.
But again, that's sort of there's a negative to that. What if you really don't like what you're doing? So you get into this internship, it seems like a good idea, it seems like a good career, then a few things overshadow it and make it look actually not that welcoming, and then you think, I can't actually get out of this because I've been doing it for 1 or 2 years and I lose a lot of time, a lot of money. I could have gone to uni and still had the opportunity a few more years to work out what I want to do with my life. So in a sense, it's quite good to have it, but it's again quite a huge negative as well.
Very true. And at 17, 18 years old, I still think that's quite young to decide what you actually want to do. Like, when I was deciding what degree I wanted, that was hard enough, let alone what job I would want.
Yeah, like I had no idea, but then equally I still have no idea now, so it kind of makes it more difficult. I think it's kind of prolonging the working, which I think probably all of us quite like doing.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Zara?
Personally, I think that I would like to prolong getting into a serious job and industry for as long as I can. So that's why I'm quite happy with being at uni. But for others who know exactly what they want to do and know exactly what field they want to get into, what job that they want to work their way up to, then it's good for them to enter sort of that kind of path. But I think it's an individual thing. It's definitely an individual thing.
Yeah. And like, education isn't for everyone. So for people who can't get the grades to go to university, you know, an apprenticeship is a great opportunity to get into the workplace and, you know, get yourself out there. So
we've got our next story, which is with Izzy, about Manchester homeless people and footballers, all in one.
Correct. Let me explain. So 30 homeless people, along with 20 activists, have moved into the old Stock Exchange building in central Manchester after being kicked out of an office block near Chinatown last week. Permission has been granted by the owners for them to stay until February. Former Man United players Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs, who bought the building for £1.5 million in 2013. They had originally bought it to convert the building into a 35-room boutique hotel with bars, a restaurant, function space, a business centre and a gym. Now, Wesley Hall from the group Manchester Angels, who is currently staying at the Stock Exchange, said the group of squatters and housing activists would open the doors as soon as they had cleaned the place up and wanted to use it to change the perceptions of homeless people. They're going about this through planning to use the building as a homelessness hub and inviting the NHS and mental health workers along. This should provide a place of stability and trust for these people. So what do you guys think? Should there be more spaces opened up for homeless people like this? And do extremely wealthy people like footballers have a social responsibility to fund, support and promote schemes like these?
Well, again, being a stupid lefty myself, I would totally agree with this. These people have ridiculous amounts of money. And even though you could say they have earned it by being individuals, by being amazing athletes, by being and having so many fans, you know, all this, there are people out there which literally have nothing, mostly through the fault of their, not through the fault of their own, and they need help. And there should be the people who do have the spare money, that do have the time as well, and the opportunity to buy at big places like this for homeless people to actually take action and actually, you know, because it shouldn't be about, there should not be people living in on the street, you know. So I'm very happy with this and I do believe it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a brilliant idea. Rather than just making rich footballers even richer by giving them a hotel, it gives people who just live on the street the opportunity to have shelter and to try to improve their lives. So yeah, I think it's great.
I don't even think there should be a question about it. Like, no one should have to suffer in the sense that they don't have a roof over their heads. And definitely, if you have the money to spare, helping these people should be a number one priority for you as a decent human being in general.
Definitely, I completely agree. I think homelessness is one of these things that shouldn't happen in this country. Like, to be such a wealthy country, that it should not be an issue. And I think I'm really happy that there's been some positive news about footballers in the press, and hopefully because of their high status, you know, the fact that we're talking about it means that other people will hear about things like this and will go to extra efforts to help causes like these. However, there are issues with things like this. For example, I saw on the Facebook page of the Manchester Angels, which is the group that's staying there at the moment, that they're desperately looking for security firms to help look after the Stock Exchange because word has gone round that there's quite a few people that are intending to cause trouble and they want to make sure that the building is protected. So that's the issue with this big media coverage and things like this, is that, you know, we don't want the people who are staying there to be in danger.
Yeah, you could also argue in some ways that these guys have got a high profile, that are they just doing this for the publicity, for their own for their own appearance in the public eye? So is this actually goodwill, or is this just footballers trying to show that they can do nice things with the money, and it's just all a complete fake, like, ghost of an issue?
Well, it's quite funny, the fact that we do know about this. They could have easily gone about this in a more subtle way.
Exactly.
But the fact that we know that it's Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs involved with this. You know, it helps their PR, doesn't it?
Exactly. In the first line of the article, I guess that is the story, that these two footballers are doing it. And again, why should this be a story? Surely this should be... God, we're getting on to some very philosophical arguments.
We are.
Like, is there such thing as goodwill? You know, that's next week's pulse. But for now, you've got to question the actual actions behind it, because... Surely, why have they not done this earlier? It's not like they've recently got into loads of money, these two, you know, incredibly famous, prolific footballers. So why hasn't this happened before? Is it just a, you know, oh, we've bought another hotel up. Do you know what we could do, Nev? We'll give it open it for homeless people. So it is kind of sad in that case. But we could not be cynical and say these people are actually doing it for good. But again, there's another... I'm going to keep talking. Someone butt in and maybe start talking. But also there's a third point to this, that, you know, why should it be down to individuals in our society to give people, in some ways, a human right to have shelter? Surely it should be down to the government. Surely it should be down to the council. Surely it should be down to the greater groups rather than individuals with lots of money giving up their own life to help out so many
maybe
poor
it just takes a few to start off, like these footballers starting, other footballers do it, and rugby players are doing it, and others, do you know what I mean? Maybe this is a springboard that people need to start getting involved.
It certainly could start something. It could start quite a few things, because again, as you said, a few other footballers could do it. It's definitely got attention, and again, we're talking about it now here on the Pulse. 1350. Don't know if you are. And so, if you want to get in touch, go to that. Anyway. So
send us a web text.
Exactly. Send us a cheeky web text.
It's free.
Of course, it is completely free. So do send us. Get an opinion. Is it Gary Neville? Is it?
Yeah, Gary Neville and Ryan Giggs.
Are they just doing this for the publicity, or is there actually a good moral hardcore soul in them? What is going on? Are they just greedy footballers, or do they have a nice moral shot? So, I'm not sure. I don't know where I think. What do you guys think? What do you think?
Well, I think it's great that they're doing it and it's getting a lot of publicity, because if something like this is seen by a lot of people, it might continue in other places further than Manchester. And that's great if we can get people off the streets, if we can get people in shelter. And I see no issue with that. But I also agree with the whole, they've been specifically name-dropped by their full names, that it's not just a group of footballers. It is two specific people. And you have to then question whether that is them trying to get good publicity behind them, and just if that's really their real motive is actually helping these people. And that's something we won't know until they tell us, if they'd ever really tell us the real story.
Yeah, it's kind of sad that the reason why the story's in the press is because it's Gary Neville's and Ryan Giggs's place that the squatters are in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the fact that, you know, homelessness is an issue. Yeah.
No, you're right. It's just the fact that
says a lot about the media today.
It does, doesn't it? God, those media people flip. Oh no. So again, I think you put it in your first question, is that, should there not be more places like this? Is there not spaces somewhere in our city, somewhere in our towns, that we could offer up shelter? Because one thing that's always got me is that I'm not terribly a fan of contemporary art. You might look at me and think, that guy's a fan of contemporary art. But
don't mind you, I don't.
Don't worry, you don't. But there's a contemporary art gallery in Nottingham, and I honestly think of it like a complete waste of space. And they lock it up and they close it up at night, but I honestly think, like, there's homeless people knocking around, and I'm like, you know, they could go in there, and they could even have some nice art to look at. So it's honestly, why isn't there a thing with the council to open up this space to actually... I'm sure there'll be loads of technicalities with it, but... why isn't there? Why don't we try and use the space more effectively throughout the whole day rather than just open it up to 4 hours a day for some nice middle class people just to mosey around and look at some pretty boring, pretentious art?
I think
that is my opinion, not your own opinion.
I think the problem is that people, when they speak to their local MPs and councils or whatever, they prioritise their own interests because of like what's happened economically with the country in recent years.
Yeah.
They prioritise that, and the majority of people in this country are not homeless, and therefore people don't prioritise that as an issue, which is completely wrong, I think. But people are, you know, self-indulged. So I do think there should be greater lengths to go to, and these grassroots campaigns are important.
This might start it. This might start a whole revolution of people at the top helping people out at the bottom. It's crazy,
let's
crazy
so.
Idea.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.